in the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
To reach out and touch somebody, that you need somebody to show up in the midst of your situation, I want to let you know God always shows up. He always works it out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am so excited for all that God is doing, all that he have done. We are here to glorify the God as we come together as a church. Each of these temples that are here this morning, we're here to glorify God. Amen. And look at somebody and tell them that we're still building back better. COVID gave us an opportunity to start building back better then. A lot of those things, the shortcomings that we have, we can start building. We're building on the same foundation. The foundation isn't going anywhere. That foundation, that rock is there. And we're talking about the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And that's what we're going to pick up this morning. There's somebody that's going through in their lives. Somewhere going on today. And I want to let you know that the enemy isn't easing up off the accelerator. Matter of fact, he's pressing down a little bit more. And if we need Holy Spirit in our life for all that's going on and what's about to come, you things are not going to get worse. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. They're going to get worse. Things are going to get worse. We're looking at elections that's coming up this year. We're looking at the way things are going. As we look around, we see so much that's happening. But it's a time for the believers. We look to Jesus. We look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Amen. We need to understand our relationship with Holy Spirit. And I keep saying Holy Spirit because it is a person of the Trinity. And not when we talk about it, you know, and say, well, it, you know, Holy Spirit moved today. No, he moved. The Holy Spirit is always moving in our lives, whether we know it or not. Amen. But we need that relationship with him. Amen. John 14, and I come against all that Satan is trying to do right now. I come against the atmosphere that he's trying to set. We are in God's house. We are here gathered as one in the Spirit of the Most High God. And Lord, we thank you right now. And everything that Satan is trying to do will not come to fruition. We thank you right now that our hearts are blessed, our ears are blessed, as our understanding is open, that we will hear what God is saying in these last and evil days. Satan, I see you. I see you, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Satan, we serve you no threat now. You are not dominating our houses. You are not dominating our lives. You are not dominating on our jobs. For we belong to Jesus. We've been bought with a price. The blood of Jesus. I stand on the Lord this morning. We believe God this morning. Who do you believe this morning? Believe God. Believe what he says. Thank you right now. Thank you right now. Thank you right now for shifting right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now for the shifting right now. Satan, I serve you, Lord. You can't reside here. Right now, the Lord, see, Satan, he's so cunning. He'll come in and try to block the move of the Spirit and try to just keep from coming in unity together. But the devil is a liar. He knows his time is limited. He knows time is limited. I thank you, Lord. John 14, John 14, starting at verse 25. Talk the person of the Spirit. And we've been teaching in regards to the Holy Spirit for a few weeks now. But you know, every time I turn on my radio, I looked at TV, I was listening to someone. The season we in keep coming up, Holy Spirit. It's time for the believers to come together in the Spirit. I'm talking about beyond salvation. We need Holy Spirit operating in our lives. Listen to what the word says here. John 14, verse 25 through 27. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. This is Jesus. I'm talking. But the Comforter, which is what? The Holy Ghost. The Spirit, whom the Father, God, will send in my name. He shall, not it shall. Talking about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. He shall, not a it. He is not an it. That's why Holy Spirit can show up in our life. He is not an it. He shall, when he shall what? Teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatever I have said to you, he will bring it back to us. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart trouble, nor let it be afraid. We see the Trinity is in operation right here in this text of Scripture. What he shall do, he's going to bring back to our remembrance. That's why it's important for us to put something on the inside of us. We need Scripture. We need Word inside of us. We need it on the inside of us. And even if we seem like we don't get it, I spoke this a while back. Even though it seemed like, oh, I read it. I didn't get it. I read it. But you know what? When the time comes for that Scripture, it comes up. He will bring it back up. If you put something in there, when the time to pull something out, it's going to come out. But if you don't put nothing in here, what he's going to bring back to your remembrance. What's going to come back, what God has done or what he's doing. We have to put something into these temples. The word said to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We need God in our life. And not only do we need him, we need to be strong. We need to have some strength this morning. We need to be able to fight the devil because he's coming. No, he's not coming. He's already here. He's here. But you see, Holy Spirit will bring us everything that we need. When the time comes, he said, I'll bring it back to your memory. Everything that we need spiritually, all we need, whenever we need it, the Holy Spirit will bring it back to us. The thing is, you know, and that's why we need Holy Spirit, because we don't really know what we need. We don't know what we need. We think we know what we need. If I ask everybody here what you need, first thing, we need some financial stability. Oh, I need, if I can get a certain amount of money, if I can get this, I'll be all right. This is what I need to keep moving on. Is that what we need? Word say we don't even know how to pray as we ought to. In 8:26, we don't know how to pray. But thank God for the Holy Spirit this morning. Isn't that something? We are believers. We have the Spirit on the inside of us. And yet and still it tells us that we don't know how to pray as we ought, because there's still some things happening in our lives that are spiritual that we do not understand. When I run out of money, if I don't have money in my bank, I think I need some more money. So I ask God to open up some financial doors so I can get some money, so I can get something tangible that I need. But what is it that we really need this morning? What is it that we really need this morning? Listen to what it says. Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit also help our what? Weakness. Who helps our weakness? The Spirit. Holy Spirit helps us. Holy Spirit going to help us when we have our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself. Who? The Spirit himself. It didn't say it will. He said the Spirit himself. He, God, the Spirit is in operation. After we receive salvation, Lord, give me Holy Spirit. Lord, I need to be Spirit-filled. Well, I received the Lord as my Lord and Savior. That's good. We need that. I got my ticket now. Give me something to work with, God. Give me Holy Spirit. Give me a language that the devil don't understand. Paul said we ought to desire to be able to prophesy. We should be able to speak in tongues, because when I speak in tongues, when I have a prayer language, the devil don't understand what I'm talking about, because it's between me and God. I know we don't teach on that much, but we need to know about Holy Spirit this morning. When you go, I check in there, I see the devil don't know what you're saying, but God knows. There's some things now need to happen in my life where I don't need to have a natural conversation for the devil to hear. I need to be able to pray in the spirit, so this between my spirit and God, and things are happening in my life that I don't even understand. Oh, Jesus, I am so blessed today. Look at somebody, just tell them this morning, you're so blessed. You're just so blessed. So blessed. Listen to what it goes on to say. He said, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us. The Spirit intercedes for us. We've grown it too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. I'm so glad that Holy Spirit intercedes according to God's will. You know, if I ask the question this morning, do you have peace? Every hand here should go up. I have peace. He said, peace I give you, not as the world. I'm talking about God's peace. Because I'm talking about a peace you can't understand. In the midst of turmoil, in the midst of all that's happening in our lives, in the midst of what I'm going through, I have a peace. Yeah, the bills are not paid, but I have a peace. You know, there's some things that's not connected right now, but I have the peace because I know that God is moving the peace. He tells us in Philippians 4, be anxious for nothing but in everything through prayer and supplication. If I pray about it, if I go before God about it, guess what? That's it. I have peace that passes all understanding. I'm not worried about my light bill, the phone bill. I'm not worrying about none of that stuff. I'm not worried about the car payment. I'm not worried. I don't care. Y'all excuse me, but I don't care. God got me, and God has always taken me to something better. I don't care if he have to strip me down to the white meat. I know that God has taken me to something better. All that Paul learned a long time ago, I count everything but dung. It don't even matter, because God's plan supersedes any plan may have. All I just need two or three to get with me this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue, in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His Word decreed that He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.